Hi there, honey. It's sure nice to be talking to you again today. This is December, let me look, or January, let me look at my watch, the 7th. I can look right at my watch and tell what day it is every day. January the 7th, 1968. And I haven't written you letters for 2 days because I've been very, very busy with Mr. Ted Kennedy, of whom you sent me a clipping about, and so I'll make it up by making you a nice tape and telling you all about things, just like you're sitting there in the divan in the front room, and I'm sitting in my big easy chair with my feet propped up, talking to you directly. Well, I hit the jackpot today. I got three very nice packages and four letters. Two from you and two and a letter from Mom and Dad and one from Lorraine. And boy, those packages, skivvies, shaving lotion, soap, shaving cream, pills, jackets, socks. Wow, I sure made out there. And I need every one of them. Those pills are going to be the thing for me because I've been a little bit dragging here lately and I need something to keep me pepped up. I think I've been out here too long without a break. A guy should get out of this country every 2 weeks or so, but I've been here over 3 months without a, or about 3 months without any break at all, and except one day up in Da Nang, and I'm getting a little bit bushy. But Mom and Dad wrote that they're doing very good, and the letter from Elvira sounded real optimistic. She says Dad's got a real business going, and she has to keep books, and she said they're even going to have to pay taxes next year, and that's pretty good for Paul, because I think he's been haven't had to pay any taxes for a long time, and if he's going to support me out here, he better get his money in the kitty like the rest of you guys, Lou, and all you people that's making all that jack, else I can't draw my pay every 2 weeks like they're doing now. The letter from Lorraine was real happy sounding, and she's apparently the big wheel in her church now. She just seems to be in charge of everything from the cleaning woman to the running the classes, and I think she's very happy with it because she sounds like she's real happy and contented. Both letters talked about their Christmas gifts and how where they had their meals and how they met all their relatives and friends, or at least Elvira talked about her family, and I guess Lorraine went to Gunner's, and she talked about Grace again, that Swede that threw the wild party for us. And so they seem to have had wound up the year real well. By the way, while I think of it, Dad and Elvira plan on going to Texas or someplace in February. You might tell them I'm planning on coming home about when I am, sometime the 12th. I think I am. I'll talk to you about that pretty soon, too. Well, the letters are fine, but boy, I appreciate getting the ones from you. I sit here in the sweltering heat of this tropical country, and since I'm through with my heat rash and diarrhea and all the breaking in diseases you get, I can just imagine what sort of discomfort you're going through with a lot of snow and freezing and 28 below zero. Did you say? Is that what that Phil announced on the radio the other day. 20 below zero, I guess you had in your letter. Anyway, that's pretty cold. And I'll bet old Cindy's glad she got all that fat on her so she can stay nice and warm. Why don't you leave her out for a few days? Maybe that blubber will turn to ice and she'll feel a lot better. Anyway, the rest of your letter is newsy and happy, and it makes me feel real good to get a letter from you like that, because I know you're deliberately eliminating anything of your heartaches and sorrows and lonesomeness and troubles you have at work. And I appreciate it, honey. And I know that, but I know these things are part of our life and we gotta face them. So if you got a big old complaint to make, you gotta get off your chest. You write it to Carly, he understands. It's not anything anyway. It all passes with time, and just like this separation, time will take care of it. We'll be happy again, and if we're not out there lolling under a palm tree in Hawaii, we'll be out on the Schofield Ranch raising horses, and old Lou will be flitting around there. I don't know. Whether he'll do anything or not. Ruthie will be happy and carefree and running through the clover with her shoes off and waving her arms around like she's catching butterflies. But anyway, as I say, these letters from you are certainly appreciated, and I have a large hunger to hear from you every day about what's going on and how things are at home. And even if you don't want to tell me your troubles, why, write them anyway. If I have any, I'll tell you all about them, get them off my chest, and it'll make me feel better. But our troubles are real small compared to the troubles of all the world, so we really don't have any troubles to write about, just happiness. We've got you and I, and we've got a whole world at our feet, and we're just both active and busy and healthy, and there's nothing at all, no reason at all, why we shouldn't look up to the sky every day, many times a day, and say, "Thank you, Lord. I sure hope I can be a blessing to mankind, and in my acts and deeds at least show my appreciation for the way you treated Florence and I in our lives. You might tell all my cousins that, although I haven't written to them each and every one, that I think about them every day as I think about home and think about my life, and they're just a part of me here, and if they want to know the truth, I'm kind of representing them, and I hope that I don't disappoint them in what I have to do here, because I know they'd each and every one be interested in doing the same thing. They're not as lucky as I am to be able to be here and get in the adventure of this thing, because this is one of the greatest adventures in the world, and I certainly feel that I've been privileged to be able to come here and do what I'm doing, working with a group of men dedicated to their job, and all of us are striving. We're not trying to destroy anybody. We're trying to build up something. It looks tough. There's no secret about that. It is tough. And whether we can do it or not, I don't know.